Welcome to Reflecting God. Matt jumped into the ocean and swam past the breaking waves to the deeper part of the ocean. He was swimming with teens in his youth group, teens that weren't much younger than him. Surely he could keep up with these students. Soon he realized that the current was too strong and he couldn't tread water any longer. His energy was gone. Much to Matt's dismay, he endured the jeers and taunts from the students and let the current take him back to dry land. In Romans chapter 4, Paul is recalling Psalm 32 when David confesses his faults and failures to God. His words are raw, but his tone indicates liberation. He's been rescued. The tide has taken him in. He knows the feeling of freedom that God gives to the burdened heart. Letting go of my disobedience and letting God take me in is tough on the ego, but there is something liberating about it. No more treading water. No more going it alone. I will resist the lie of self-reliance. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.